This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line, we do it every Thursday, 1:30 p.m. We've got the head coach of FC Dallas. It is Luchi Gonzalez for the Luchi Gonzalez Show. Coach, how are you today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing fine.
So I think that you continually get sabotaged when you come on to our show, because I feel like the day before is when news comes out about the team that is, like, sometimes more complicated than other times. To start, can you confirm, or what can you tell us, the reports we've heard that there are 9 players and a coach that have tested positive for coronavirus from your team?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the news is out there, and we know we've got nothing to hide. So, you know, I won't get into names or details of the numbers, but yeah, we've got some challenges here, and we showed up here with all negative tests in the last testing we did before the event. And as soon as we got here, things started to change. So, you know, it's been a challenge, and it's been disappointing. But at the same time, it's also been inspiring, because our group has shown a lot of strength, and the attitudes and the mentalities of our players and our staff has been amazing. And we're just trying to react to the next moment and believe that we're gonna push through and be better after this. But yeah, we've got some challenges, and the world's got challenges, you know. But we're gonna not play victims to this and not make excuses. We're just gonna keep finding solutions and learn from it and get guys recovered and healthy, which is number one.
Now, I know you can't go into the names. I understand all of that. I also hope you understand why I feel the need to ask this question. When I heard a coach was involved, have you tested positive for corona?
Fortunately, I have not, but that doesn't mean that I can't tomorrow or in the next few days, because of incubation and all those things. So, you know, I've been exposed to the players. We've all been exposed to each other with the distancing. You know, we've followed every step mandated by the government, by the league, by doctors, and we feel really proud of the steps we've taken. But it just shows you how vulnerable we all are in this, and that it's something to be taken very seriously. And that's the biggest lesson out of this. But no, at this point, I'm not. But you never know, because we're testing every day.
And I heard the positivity going forward, and I definitely get that. At the same time, Can you describe at all your level of frustration when you follow the rules, you follow what you're supposed to do, and you still find yourself in tough situations like this?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's been a tough few days. I haven't left my room. I've been inside this hotel room for almost 3 days, and just it's a lot of isolation, and you get to reflect. And the first thing is to own it, you know, to own this moment, and own. We were excited to be a part of this event, and in a strange way we still are, because we just have belief we're gonna get through this. You know, obviously the secondary thought is the actual competition. The primary is the recovery of our people, and their families. But you know, it is frustrating, but at the same time you can't control what's already happened. We got to just keep learning and doing the best we can to be better what's in front of us.
Now, we're talking with Luchi Gonzalez, head coach for FC Dallas, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Always appreciate it. We have you every Thursday at 1:30 p.m., and I just wanted to say thanks for jumping on, even when things are a little bit more difficult for you right now. I wanted to know if you have gotten any sense from any of the players or any rumblings or anything. We got reports yesterday that the league MVP might be opting out of the MLS's back tournament. Have you gotten that sense from any of your players, or gotten that confirmation from any of your players that they're thinking about opting out?
You know, there's some legal things that I know, contractual things that I can't really get into details about, that players agree or don't agree with the league. And we have a union, obviously, that we're in negotiations with the league before this whole event started. But, you know, I want to say the league has done its best to try to create a great environment and keep our game alive in this country and keep the league alive. You know, this is a tough moment in the world and for businesses and for owners. And the league is trying their best to make something work. So, you know, I supported this when I heard the plan. Obviously, we all were concerned. We had concerns about safety and health, but the process has been pretty positive up until obviously the last 2-3 days, and we're finding out these results. But, you know, I'm hoping the other teams don't go through this. I hope the other teams can continue to participate in a safe way. We obviously are going to see how our situation develops. We don't know what's going to be decided. We're going to be ready. Whatever happens, we're going to understand, and we're going to be ready to adapt and make the best of it.
FC Dallas head coach Lucian Gonzalez joining us right here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Spinning this message forward, how will you approach the message with your players to ensure that you're continuing to develop the confidence in them that as you continue to move forward, this will continue to improve as far as the circumstances are concerned?
Yeah, so, you know, to be fair, in these tough moments where you fall, it's amazing to see the strength of your own people, you know, and none of us are perfect, but when you are a part of a group and a family like we have at FC Dallas, these players inspire me. These players have really inspired me and their energy and their attitudes in the last, you know, 72 hours. And it's really been an amazing thing to be a part of. In such a hard moment, it's also been such a beautiful moment to see them just give each other support, strength, encouragement, positivity, sending each other videos, messages. We've had to continue to do Zooms because of the situation, and some of the attitudes and some of the feedback they're giving each other is amazing. It's amazing. So I know we're going to win this battle. Maybe today it's against us, but I know with time we're gonna win this, and we're gonna bounce back, and we're gonna be stronger than ever.
Now, you guys are supposed to get the tournament going in a week against Vancouver. Have you? I mean, for, I guess a couple of questions there. You still anticipate that happening, and are you excited for that match or mainly focused on making sure everyone gets better right now?
Yeah, the match is secondary. I don't know if it'll maintain its current fixture date. I don't know if it'll get postponed. I don't know if we'll continue in the event. You know, I'm open to learn more. We're going to form our own views as a team and as a club. With ownership, but at the same time, we're gonna work together, I think, with the league to do what's best for the player safety and health. So number one priority right now in FC Dallas is to get these guys recovered and get everybody healthy and back with their families eventually. So
just real quick, Coach, I'm sorry, that means that somehow
we can compete. I mean, I'm open to listen to how, but it needs to be with the number one priority of getting our guys recovered.
I appreciate that. Sorry for jumping in there. I just wanted to clarify, but then that means it is possible that you guys will not be in the tournament at all then.
I don't know. And so right now we have a roster that can still mathematically compete. But then again, there's tests every day, and we're going to see if there's more positives. So, you know, I don't know what tomorrow brings or the day after. All I know is today the event is still on. And but like I told you, this is not my concern number one. It's the player safety and well-being, which I know the league is also supporting us in.
Well, we've had so many of your players in person, on the phone, on the show in the past, and so obviously our best hopes, thoughts, and prayers are with all of your players to get better and get through this as well as possible. Same thing with your coaching staff. We know so many people in y'all's organization. So I appreciate you jumping on. And then obviously our thoughts are with all of you guys. And we also hope that you roll through this okay.
Oh, thanks guys. That means a lot. And we feel that support as well from the city of Dallas and you guys. And that's going to help us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for jumping on, Coach. And I hope in a week we're, getting close to the other side and getting ready to take down Vancouver. We'll see, but we appreciate your time as always, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Lucci Gonzalez, head coach of FC Dallas with the Lucci Gonzalez Show. I will tell you, I was not BSing, is Not exactly the same tone as some of our previous interviews, but for very good reason.
Right.
And he could have ducked out of the interview today. And I appreciate the fact that he jumped on, and there were some really fascinating answers right there from, you know, it's not up to him, and they could still be in the tournament, but they might also not be in the tournament. So interesting stuff right there from Luchy Gonzalez.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.